The crisp fall air made for a perfect late morning as he contemplated his life's work. The sun was out, the humidity low, and the thermometer read 66 degrees. It was a good day to think about his life. He sat back and contemplated the information provided to him by his therapist. He thought about the events that had brought him to this place, his path. He thought about how humans instinctually define success individually. There is a time limit on this life that seems to drive humans to leave a mark on the world, to in some small way define their life as complete. As Sean Rowe sang, "I'm just trying to leave something behind," which summed up his thoughts and reinforced his definition of success. It would be that one path, which once set in motion, would achieve the outcome that the killer desired. This is what drove him. He stood on the top of the stairs of the Museum of Art in Philadelphia, looking out over the city and viewing the George Washington equestrian statue in the not-so-far distance. Did the statue of the first leader of our country perched on his steed symbolize overcoming obstacles to create something? Or was it bigger than one person? For this one man, success would be defined by something else, a reckoning. His mission was climbing each and every stair leading up to that perch, one at a time. His appetite grew with every step on the staircase. The thought of the kill, tearing lives apart like a predator ripping the meat off the bones of his prey, slow and painful, satisfying and satiating to that appetite, leaving him to bask in the afterglow of a successful hunt. It would right a wrong from something that happened long ago. Then peace would finally come to this killer. Newton's first law of motion is, an object in motion tends to remain in motion unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. A life can be derailed from its path by an unbalanced force. Life can also deviate from its path due to Newton's second law of motion, which states, if a larger object acts on a smaller one, it causes acceleration. In life, a predator acting on prey can cause the acceleration from birth to death. The world is full of predators and prey. It has always been that way and always will be. Life is the survival of the fittest. The weak perish as the strong conquer. The lion to the gazelle, the wolf to the rabbit, the human to every lesser species. But what about human-to-human conflict? Could that battle be won by intellect alone? Or is force also needed? These superior predators, who are at the top of the evolutionary lottery, are each vying for supremacy over the other in this winner-take-all life-and-death game. In that fight to the death, what determines who overcomes? Intellect or strength? Is the nature of the predator a predisposition, or is it created through experience? In animals, it is instinct based on thousands of years of evolution with one goal, survival. In humans, is it possible that the nature-nurture fight of good and evil psyche can be swayed by certain events that occur in that individual's life? Or is it simply a fact that there are some humans who are naturally born with mental hardwiring which predefines them to hunt? The killer wants to know who he is. Therefore, he searches for answers to obtain an understanding of how he became the way he is. Is he a product of nature or nurture? Where does his story start and where will it end? Does anyone really know when death will come whispering, "It's your time"? Will it be death by a natural cause, or will it be that predator that speeds death along its way? These are the questions to be answered. He hopes the answers will soon be revealed to him. The killer thought to himself about hiding in plain sight. He thought about a song that described him perfectly. It was sung by Billy Joel, who sang about the faces of a stranger inside each of us and how we only allow ourselves to show them when alone.